It's not us no more.
What's up, guys? Hello, how are you? Welcome to your favorite podcast. As I promised you in the last episode, I already watched the movie Little Woman. This is the second time I watched it. The first time I watched it was last year. I remember last year I cried a lot. I got angry with that movie. I was not happy with the ending, but now it was a similar experience. Last year I wanted to talk to someone about this movie, but I didn't. But now I have this podcast and I can share with you my opinions and my thoughts, you know. And I want to clarify that I watched the movie and I didn't read like the book, although I would love to read it in physically because it's expensive book for me. For me, it's expensive, so maybe later. So this movie, oh my god, this movie. Okay, yeah, this movie has a lot of things I can talk about because it is mainly about a family in a daily life, and I have like my life is not like super extravagant or different. So actually, are different, but it's not super interesting, you know. I could talk about a different that society has. And the one and now how our way of thinking changed since it is a novel that was written like 153 years ago. Was a long time ago. But I'm going to focus more in that movie that came out in 2019. First, I want to say that the visual quality is beautiful. The whole aesthetic, the movie is beautiful. I also want to talk to you about these three characters, Lori, Amy, and Joe. Okay, I want to talk about my anger, my frustration about Amy, and about hating her like a 50% of the movie. First, I hated her because this bitch burned her sister's work. I got really frustrated the first time and the last time because writing something is like throwing up a rainbow. It's beautiful, but it keeps throwing up and you can get it back. It's almost impossible to recover a piece of writing exactly, you know, how it was. And I know this because I write a script for every episode of this podcast. And once by mistake, I deleted a part of an episode and I couldn't get it back. Just like, no, I forgot, like, I forget everything. In this movie, there is a love triangle between these three characters, Lori, Amy, and Joe. Okay, Amy is the sister of Joe. So, a love triangle with your sister? More drama, yeah. And actually, Lori is the neighborhood. Yeah, the neighborhood. So much drama in one place. And I want to say that I would love to prefer Joe to stay with Lori. He had everything. Everything. And the most important thing he had was like the pretty privilege because he was played by Timothée Chalamet. And that man is like beautiful. He looks like a Greek god. And I accept that I am in love with his beauty. And actually more like her hype. Like the hype. It's the most iconic that I found on him, because it's incredible how every single person, it's like, oh my god, Timothée Chalamet, oh my god, Timothée Chalamet, and I'm like, why this person say, oh my god, Timothée Chalamet, why is not, oh, Timothée Chalamet, like, normal, but, yeah, I'm in love with her hype, and I'm trying to figure out how he, like, have it. Or, you know, I feel it's most like the pretty privilege, but I don't know. And, like, I accept that I'm in love with also his beauty, but, like, everyone else, I don't know him because most of his characters are, like, very cute. They are, I don't know, just nicest. I feel so. okay? But they are fictional characters, not like real. I don't know what is his like personality, and I am sure that if he had a horrible personality, I simply wouldn't love him. Also Laurie, Trey, okay? I'm gonna talk more about Laurie, okay? More her character. Because Laurie treated like our main character, Joe, beautifully. Just beautifully. He loved her just the way she was and made us look at how special she was. But the stupid idiot Joe rejected him. And I want to talk about two things. Here first about the scene of how she rejected him. Oh my gosh, it was so fucking stupid. But okay. I love us. We watched that movie. Watched how Laurie fell in love with her because she treated like him differently and transmitted to us that Joe was beautiful, and especially when Laurie told him, "I have loved you since the first time I looked at you." Oh my God, we all knew it, and he showed it by accepting her as she was. And there is no bigger proof of love in life than the feeling of being loved as you are, of being accepted. I think it is a beautiful proof of love because he showed it to, like, her. Now, I want to talk about what Joe said about how she didn't love him at the time that she tried. I think she did love him, but didn't realize it at the time. What is horrible is that she realized it very late, like 7 years later. But I think the phrase of the right person at the wrong time fits that movie very well. Like, oh my God, no, no, no. I hate that movie, and at the same time, I love that movie. It's so incredible, and I feel like the book, it's the same. When Laurie told him that he believed that she will find someone she loved, that she will die for, and he will have to see me. Dude, those lines, oh my God, are so deep. Oh my, it's horrible at the same time. They are so sad because I have seen it before. The feeling of seeing someone you love with someone else is sad. Even through a very small, very, very small part of you is happy that the other person is happy, but it still hurts because it's happy, but not with you. It hurts a lot not to be chosen. A few moments ago, I told you that I hated Amy 50%, and the other 50%, I don't want to say that at certain point, I understand her a lot because I perfectly understand the feeling of not being chosen, of being the second choice, or sometimes not even being considered like an option, saying how the other person is perfect and you are not, like, hurts. Mainly because you compare yourself and you can't help it. And with the simple fact that the other person was chosen and you were not makes you feel worse. And you start to highlight more your defects. I'm part of Amy's group, Amy's team. I'm not like Joe. I'm not like the first choice. I've never been chosen first. I never been chosen first. I feel like I have more in common with Amy. And maybe that's why I hate her most of the time, but the only good thing that made her happy for her is that her crush paid attention to her 7 years later. Well, but he did. Laurie's character was a gentleman. Gentleman, yeah. I don't know exactly the definition of a gentleman, yeah, but I know he is one of those. That character in that movie was just a gentleman. When Joe said she was lonely and wanting to feel love, and I understood her. Love, it's so weird, so hard to know what is love, and if it is love, what you feel, because it can be a habit. feeling lonely or obsession. I am afraid of that. I'm afraid of not knowing the difference between love and habit. The simple fact of not knowing what love is scares me, because I feel that I will like settle for the first person to say, marry me, will you marry me? And I say like, oh yes, because you know, I don't know what the fuck is love, and I don't want to do it like say like, yes, that is not like, that's, I don't want that right now. But oh my god, I just need to talk more about my future self, because I don't want like have that life, that it's not what I want. I really like it, the movie. I didn't want to make a social critic at this moment, because I feel I need to learn more about how I live my life right now, and how are my thoughts, and what I will do in that moment. I don't know, I just don't want to make critics and talk about that society. So that's everything for today's episode. I love y'all and have a good day. I hope you sing that movie because it's so cool. And maybe in the next episode can we talk about marriage or some shit like that, because in that movie it was different, but in the reality right now it's kind of like the same. So kisses and hugs, bye bye, see you in the next episode.